take challenges in faith. Joshua, chapter 14, verses 7 to 15. Let us turn to a book of Joshua, chapter 14, verses 7 to 15. I was 40 years old when Moses the servant of the Lord sent me from Kadesh Barnea to explore the land. And I brought him back a report according to my convictions, but my brothers who went up with me made the hearts of the people melt with fear. I, however, followed the Lord my God wholeheartedly. So on that day Moses swore to me, "The land on which your feet have walked will be your inheritance, and that of your children forever, because you have followed the Lord my God wholeheartedly." Now then, just as the Lord promised, He has kept me alive for 45 years, since the time He said this to Moses, while Israel moved about in the desert. So here I am today, 85 years old. I am still as strong today as the day Moses sent me out. I'm just as vigorous to go out to battle now as I was then. Now give me this hill country that the Lord promised me that day. You yourself heard then that the Anakites were there, and their cities were large and fortified, but, the Lord helping me, I will drive them out just as He said. Then Joshua blessed Caleb son of Jephunneh, and gave him Hebron as his inheritance. So Hebron has belonged to Caleb son of Jephunneh the Kenizzite ever since, because he followed the Lord, the God of Israel, wholeheartedly. Hebron used to be called Kiriath Arba after Arba, who was the greatest man among the Anakites. Then the land had rest from war. As we live our lives, the most dangerous thing for us to look out for and to be careful from is a temptation that leads us to idleness. Idleness leads us to laziness, and laziness becomes the deadly enemy that destroys whole of our lives. Satan continuously looks for ways to make us fall into idleness. If we fall into idleness, we lose our goals in life and we go in our own way according to our own will. A person that lives a life without any plan for life has no dream. There is no other unfortunate thing than living a life without a dream. Let us refer to Proverbs, chapter 6, verses 9 to 11. How long will you lie there, you sluggard? When will you get up from your sleep? A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest, and poverty will come on you like a bandit and scarcity like an armed man. If we fall into idleness, the life becomes disorderly. As our peripheral nerves get stimulated, we will easily fall into corruption. We need to watch out for our minds from falling into idleness. When did David fall? It was when he was complacent. After he became a king, he got complacent. And he committed a sin, which he could not wipe away. His people were fighting so fiercely in the battlefield, and bleeding, but David had a nap in the noon. As he was strolling along the palace yard, he saw Bathsheba, who was naked and having a bath. He had lust and committed adultery. In fact, David did not commit any sin when he was fleeing away from the sword and the javelin of Saul. But when he became a king, and when he was complacent, he fell into a temptation of committing sins. We also need to be careful not to fall into idleness. Having a lot of unmeaningful time is not a good thing. It is important to live a life with a well-constructed plan. To some extent, being nervous and experiencing the ups and downs in life are what we need. If Jonah did not meet the enormous storm, he would not have been able to recall his mission and calling for his life. If a prodigal son did not have any hard time when he was away from home, he would not have returned to his father's house. It is critical to have a mind that reminds and awakes ourselves, so that we do not fall into idleness. A person with definite dreams does not fall into idleness. That kind of person has a mindset that prefers to take challenges and set goals. That kind of person thrives to meet the goals. A person like that always has passion for life and enjoys a feeling of achievement. Caleb that appears in our passage was that kind of person. Even though he was very old, he was 85 years of age, he was not complacent. We can see that he liked to take challenges in faith and he was full of hope. He prayed to God like this: Now give me this hill country that the Lord promised me that day. When they were dividing the land of Canaan, he prayed to God to give him the hill country of Hebron. That land was the land which was disliked by everyone. And he chose the hill country of Hebron. What kind of person was Caleb? He was born in Egypt and he got into the land of Canaan with Joshua. He was the only person left alive from the first generation. He was one of the leaders of 12 tribes that went to the land of Canaan to inspect the land and came back. When he was told that not everyone would be able to get into that land, he insisted. He said, "No, we can get in." He was a person that proclaimed it in faith. Also, when he was conquering the land of Canaan, he asked God to give him the land of Hebron. That place was the land which everyone preferred not to go. Everyone was afraid to go there, and Anakites, the people that everyone disliked, were in that land at the time. Caleb liked to take challenges and prayed to God to give him this land. In verse 7, the Bible says that he was a faithful person. In verse 14, it says, he followed the Lord, the God of Israel, wholeheartedly. Right now, our society is such a chaos. Not only a society is a chaos, but also spiritually, it is a chaos. It is not just a crisis on a national level, but spiritually, we are faced with more serious crisis. In such a time as this, we need to raise a person that would be able to change the history. If we think of a gem, wherever it is, it shines. A person like that is a person that has endured all the hardships, and a person of faith, just like Caleb. More than anything else, Caleb lived a life with a sincere heart. In verses 7 to 8, it says, I was 40 years old when Moses the servant of the Lord sent me from Kadesh Barnea to explore the land. And I brought him back a report according to my convictions, but my brothers who went up with me made the hearts of the people melt with fear. I, however, followed the Lord my God wholeheartedly. Pay a careful attention to where it says, I brought him back a report according to my convictions. It means that I reported as it is, according to my thoughts. In other words, he only reported the truth, which was in his mind, to his people. All the spies said to him that they would not be able to get into that land, because such tall, gigantic people are watching the doorways. Caleb replied to them by saying, "No, we can get in there. God is with us, and that land is a land that God has promised us to give to us, as his promise." And he insisted on to strike the land of Canaan. God blessed this Caleb, who was not shaken by the majority of people, and who only spoke the truth according to his heart. It is not easy to keep our faith and confess our faith in a situation where there are a lot of non-Christians. I am sure you also would have had that kind of experience in the past. When you are having a work meal with your colleagues, when you are given a glass of beer, when you are about to secure the order, which is worth a few trillion ones that would greatly help your business, even though you know that this is not the place you should be, as this is not the place where God would be pleased with, to keep the faith and also to entertain the business partner, making the right choice is not an easy thing. It is not an easy situation not to go to that kind of place and make a right choice. I think I have shared this story with you before. In the time of President Yong Hee Park, there was a church deacon who was a division commander. After he did a division inspection, he had a luncheon with the other generals. When the president was pouring the alcohol on the glasses, other people were all grateful for this and drank it all. But this division commander put the glass away from him. When the president poured the alcohol for him the third time, he suddenly stood up and said, "President, please forgive me. I have made an oath in front of God on the day that I became a church deacon not to drink any alcohol from that day onwards." President was so shocked and angry by what he heard, and he could not believe what his division commander has said to him. The president smashed the glass of alcohol on the table, and the glass was all shattered into pieces. The luncheon was a chaos all at once. The generals that were with him on the table said to this church deacon, "Hey, I am a church elder. I am an imposed church deacon. 80% of people there were the people who had leadership titles at church. But they tried so hard to impress the president. Whether they were church elders or imposed church deacons, they just drank all the alcohols they were offered. After the luncheon, this deacon returned home. Together with his wife, he prayed to God all night without any sleep, and just left it all to the hands of God. Early in the morning the next day, the phone call came from the Blue House. President called him to come over to the Blue House. The deacon thought that this would be the end of everything. But out of sudden, President shook his hand. President told him this. You are real. Even though your religious belief is different from my religious belief, I believe you will not change in any circumstance and in any setting. Other people are just opportunity seekers. They will change when things change. And out of all the work colleagues, this deacon got promoted to the best position. That is right. Caleb was this kind of person. When all the spies reported to him that they will not be able to get in, Caleb insisted by saying, "No, we can get in." Even though he was bullied and heard all the complaints from the people, he only reported what is the truth in faith. God blessed this Caleb. Also, Caleb was faithful to God. Verse 8 says, "But my brothers who went up with me made the hearts of the people melt with fear. I, however, followed the Lord my God wholeheartedly." When the spies reported saying they will not be able to get into that land, people were all fearful. The dream that we had for the last 40 years turned out to be nothing. They were all disappointed, depressed, and full of resentment. They blamed God and blamed their leader. Even in these kinds of situations, Caleb was not influenced negatively by the crowd. He shouted to people to believe in the promise of God and served the Lord wholeheartedly on the side of God. God blessed this Caleb. How often are we influenced by others, by majority of people, by peer pressure? Even though we knew that something was not right, how often were we stopped from saying the right thing? Our society right now is like that. Because of the tragedy of the sunken ferry school, a lot of families lost their loved children. They were badly scarred and hurt. But there were people in politics that made the most of this and used it for their political campaigns. They took advantages over others by using this and tried to put the whole country in the aftershock of the tragedy of the sunken ferry school. There are dark forces that try to put the nation into the gloom. How many would be out there out of the politicians, educators and religious workers that could say this is wrong and could correct the wrong things when they see the people burning our national flag? Even when the crowds throw stones at us, a person that could say that this is not right, a leader like Caleb is what we need at this time. Caleb believed in the promise of God only, and challenged to take the valley land of Hebron. Verse 12 says, "Now give me this hill country that the Lord promised me that day. You yourself heard then that the Anakites were there, and their cities were large and fortified, but, the Lord helping me, I will drive them out just as he said. Now give me this hill country." The land that Caleb prayed to God about was where the descendants of the Anakites lived, the hill country of Hebron. When they were dividing the land of Canaan, Caleb asked for the land of Hebron, which was the land that others disliked. If we look at the verse 15, Hebron used to be called Kiriath Arba after Arba, who was the greatest man among the Anakites. Even among the descendants of the Anakites, the strongest, the most gigantic people lived there in the land of Hebron. It would have been so hard to get rid of these people from the land. But Caleb prayed and asked God to give him this land of Hebron. Hebron had all the bad, unfavorable conditions. Why did he do that? It was because that land of Hebron was a land of promise. He did not see the circumstances, but he thought about the faith. Rather than the conditions, he thought about the promise of God. We can see that Caleb was a person of great faith. He did not try to live an easy life. He tried to live a life in faith. He was not afraid to pay the price and make sacrifices to make the will of God to come true. God blessed this Caleb. Also, verse 9 says this, "So on that day Moses swore to me, 'The land on which your feet have walked will be your inheritance, and that of your children forever, because you have followed the Lord my God wholeheartedly.'" Caleb believed and trusted the promise of God till the very end, and acted according to this. In whatever circumstances, Caleb held on to the promise of God, and challenged himself towards the land of Hebron. It did not matter to him whether the descendants of Anakites were in the land of Hebron or not, whether the obstacles were there or not, he was not afraid. He believed and trusted in the promise of God only. Caleb spoke in faith till the end, and in whatever situations he was in, and his faith was shown by the actions he showed. There are a lot of two-sided Christians these days. At church, these people are Christians. But at work and in the world, they hide that they are Christians. They say that it is impossible to succeed both in the world and in a church setting. But it is not right. Have a look at Daniel and Nehemiah, that appear in the Bible. The Babylonian and Persian palaces that they lived at the time were the places where they had a lot of challenges and temptations. These places were extremely corrupt and depraved, sexually, possibly more corrupt than the world at present even. These places were the places where it was so hard to keep the Christian belief because of all these worldly and secular influences. It was hard to keep faith for political reasons as well. But even in these places, even in these kinds of difficult circumstances, they were excellent in maintaining their faith. They still survived and glorified God. When these people stood on the side of God in confidence and boldness, God gave them wisdom and God was with them. Faith is not looking at the circumstances. It is holding on to the promise of God and marching forward in faith. But the people looked at the circumstances and blamed. As a result, they all died in the desert. Only the people that were born again got into the land of Canaan from desert. We need to be born again. Also, we need to be the people that are born again by the grace of God. We need to be the people who are changed by faith. Caleb held on to the promise of God till the very end. How about you? Do you not make a choice only by looking at the conditions? Have a look at Ahab, who only looked at the conditions and chose Jezebel. He ruined himself, his family, and his nation as a result. Have a look at Lot, who looked at the conditions and chose the land of Zoar. The land seemed so rich and fruitful, but it was a land of Sodom, which God judged and punished later. How about you? Do you not look at the conditions only, and make a choice, which is ungodly and far from being faithful? Do you not look at the conditions only, and turn away from the land of Hebron? Do not look at the circumstances and conditions and hold on to the promise of God. God bless Caleb that took challenges in faith. Verses 14 to 15 says, "So Hebron has belonged to Caleb son of Jephunneh the Kenizzite ever since, because he followed the Lord, the God of Israel, wholeheartedly." Hebron used to be called Kiriath Arba after Arba, who was the greatest man among the Anakites. Then the land had rest from war. It says, "So Hebron has belonged to Caleb." There was a reason that God has blessed Caleb. It was because that he followed the Lord wholeheartedly. Wholeheartedly has a meaning of fully satisfy. This indicates that Caleb had put his whole life in following the promise of God. God blessed this Caleb. These days, Christians in the Middle Eastern regions are being martyred a lot. They are punished, tortured and killed because of their Christian faith, and from Egypt, Iraq, Syria to Jordan, they are leaving to get away from the persecutions. To keep their faith from the brutal persecutions of Islamic IS, they are leaving everything behind and leaving their homeland. When I hear these news, my heart just breaks and hurts so much. Out of the refugees, just because some refugees were Christians, 10 Christian people were thrown into sea. Muslims threw them into the sea and killed them. If they just said that they deny Jesus, they could have lived. But they kept their faith strongly till the very end. beheading, burying a person, these are the scariest persecutions in Islam. But despite of this, gospel is being spread further and further in Africa and the rate of people seeking the Bible is the highest of all in history. I saw this news in an article. When I saw these, I prayed for them in tears. Please pray for these people. Right now, a number of people believing in Muslim in Korea are about 230,000. I heard the news that they are going to construct an Islam mosque in Itaewon with a cost of 300,000 billion won. After our president has visited the Middle East and she eagerly tells us the stories about the Middle East. The power of the oil money is so great and we need to be aware that our country is not the safe from the aggressive Muslim influence. At this time, Christians need to be fully awake. Like Caleb, we need to follow the Lord wholeheartedly. When Caleb followed the Lord wholeheartedly, God gave him the land of Hebron. Also, another blessing was that the war in the land of Canaan ended. Verse 15 says, "Then the land had rest from war." People of the Canaan land no longer had the strength to challenge against Israel anymore. They won in a war. They conquered Canaan. As per the promise, God gave them the land of Canaan. It was a victory that God allowed them to have. As God promised them, they had a victory. Faith is looking up to God. When the people of Israel were bitten by a venomous snake, they were told that if they look up to the copper snake hanging from the rod, they will live. They could have looked up, but they rejected it and died instead. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, hold on to the promise of God and take challenges in faith, like Caleb. When he was marching forward in faith, he overcame all the obstacles. Canaan was conquered. As Christians, even when the hardship exists in front of us, hold on to the promise of God and take challenges. If we look at the conditions and situations, we will fall down. Look up to God that controls our conditions and situations. God bless Caleb that prayed, "Now give me this hill country that the Lord promised me that day." Until the very end, Caleb held on to the promise of God. When Caleb was 85 years of age, even, God has blessed him with good health and as he promised, Caleb was given the hill country of Hebron. In such a time as this, God looks for faith like the one of Caleb. I hope and pray in Jesus' name that you will look up to God in faith and have a victory in Jesus' name. I bless you all in Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.